When we wish to determine the relations between us in our world, we think that there are two possibilities. Either I love myself and this is how I relate to others, or I love others and this is how I relate to them. But we have no possibility to truly check how it is. How do we love our family, the wife, the children, the relatives, the father, the mother? How much do we indeed have an emotion towards them, which is above all calculations? Or do we nevertheless calculate that thus far I love some person who is close to me, and above that I can no longer love him? I love myself and I forget about him. I cannot take into account him. How can we check that? The Creator demands from us to return to a state where we are as one man in one heart, that we come back to the same state as before the shattering of the soul. And in the shattering of the soul, there, before that, we didn't feel it, but we were truly as a single desire. Later on, this desire was split. It entered in between all the individual desires that have appeared. The rejecting force entered, which is called the ego, and we already started, each one of us, to be inside of himself, and we cannot think of the others, but only in the form of how good this can be for me, or beneficial for me, and not in any other way. And now, when we learn together that nature, the Creator, are pushing us, promoting us to once again be as one man in one heart, in a single desire, a single thought, a single feeling, so that in the end we will completely, completely not feel that each one of us is isolated in any way, even on some in some small detail from the others, but rather that we will feel ourselves truly as one. So here there are many questions. What do we do? How do we correct ourselves? By what? That force of the Creator, the one unique and unified that is operating on us, how does it promote us, advance us, so that we will reach that? And in order to reach that, we have to, by ourselves, with our awareness, even with our own inclination to reach that, so that we will ask to come back to that state where we are connected, when we will want only that, above everything else, above life and death, above separation, above distancing, above anything, above any prophet, so that we will want only one thing, for us to connect together in a single desire without any difference between us, so that all the separation that exists between us will simply invert into the force of connection. All of these stages of the revelation of evil, how much we hate, how much we don't want to come closer to each other, how much in the end each one returns to himself and he only feels himself, and he cannot feel the others, how much all of these forces specifically invert through the influence of the reforming light, and those same distances, the hatred, the rejection, subconsciously and consciously, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. There is a special upper force that all of these various kinds of rejections, it turns them into glue between us. And then we are included in this entrance into one another, integrated so that there is no difference between us. But conversely, all of this distancing that was there in creation, a single kli, a single desire, it will come back to the same state, however, 620 times greater. 620 times means that the entire level of our ego inverts and turns into a force of connection between us, and we reach the degree of the Creator. As He is one, so we become one, and by that, creation concludes its correction. And indeed, we will see how much did the worlds, the different worlds, open up before us. The whole of creation, the entire will to receive, that was created opposite the Creator in the same intensity, the same power. In addition to yearning for it, that for Him, that we acquire both the will to receive and the yearning that amplifies the connection between us and our connection with the Creator and the awareness and the understanding and the feeling 620 times greater. This is how we reach the conclusion of our corrections. And then indeed, we are in a state where the whole of creation is ours. And in order for us to be able to advance towards this correctly, well, here there is a condition that we need to advance in a way that is objective. That is, I cannot be drawn to the Creator. He is the source of all good, the source of my life. He's managing me. And therefore, if I would be drawn to Him, I would always be drawn to Him out of my will to receive, out of my profits. And therefore, between us and the Creator has placed a system called the love of friends, the love of people, that if I truly want to increase within me the force of the love of others, then please go ahead. I can do it upon a stranger's body, where I don't feel any attraction to Him, I even feel rejection, a certain rejection, which the Creator discloses, to the extent that I can overcome it and connect. Above that rejection. And then in such a way, when we acquire the force of connection upon the force of rejection, this is how we prepare ourselves to the correct rendezvous with the Creator. That after we discover each time the love for the friends above the hatred and rejection, the disregard and distancing, to that extent, I already acquire truly the force of connection above the force of separation, the force of love above the force of hatred. As it says, love covers all crimes. So to those degrees, I can also discover a certain part of the Creator's manifestation towards me, because then for sure I will relate to Him without any egoistic profit of mine. And therefore, between us and the Creator, there is the society, and I must disclose towards the society, towards the friends, I must reveal my attitude towards love of others. How do I rise above the rejection, hatred, distancing, disregard to love? And here, there is a question. Why do I even need that? I don't want it. I don't need it. Maybe I don't want to do harm them, but I also don't want to do anything good for them. What do I get out of it? And therefore, we exist here in a special kind of triangle. On the one hand, I get an awakening towards the Creator. On the other hand, I get rejection from my corporeal states. That is, whatever I feel inside of my ego. This is what we call corporeal. So with respect to the Creator, it might be that I have a good inclination of myself. I want to run away, to escape my corporeal state, the bad feeling. And here, I then have to check. Why am I advancing? In order to run away from the bad and reach the good, or in order to be connected with the friends and through them with the Creator, in a feeling that is higher above all the disturbances and the calculations. This is called in faith above reason. And this way we will learn how do we advance towards this. Practical things that we have to actualize and to feel how this is going over us. And we internally, practically between us, each and each one within himself, how do we realize it, actualize it? And this is how we advance. Well, take it slowly. It will happen gradually. So, therefore, we are studying what exists between man and the place, the Creator. He's called the place because he created the place. He made this place. He prepared for us this place. He arranges for us this place where we are. The desire, right? And inside this desire, we exist seemingly out of our own will, but really we exist inside of the Creator, nevertheless. Until we detect that this place, through the connection with the friends, we detect that this place is actually the Creator. That when we are in contact with the friends, we can somehow check ourselves, criticize ourselves, measure ourselves, know what state we're in. Is it to their benefit or to our benefit? Well, somehow, but it's more clear than towards the Creator. Everybody thinks that, oh, in order to bestow, I want him, I love him. With the friends, it's more clear to us that we love ourselves. And reaching love of friends is truly very big work. Here it's more clear. And therefore, the Creator has placed before us this condition to achieve the love of friends. And by that, we can measure ourselves, and we should also be certain that if we will ever reach the love of friends, to the same extent we will reach the love of the Creator, to connection with Him. Therefore, in order for us to be able to reach the Creator in a true way, this world was created and all of the worlds, until we reach the complete adhesion in Ein Sof. And all in all, the number of people and the quality of the people and the character of each one and the incidents that we see, all in all, we have to accept all of these things as necessary. That all in all, throughout all of this mixture, when we reach connection and general love towards everyone, we also reach love for the Creator. And we discover His love towards us. That is, we reach therefore, all of our work, if we are talking only about ourselves, that we only want to arrange the work between us and we're not aiming out of ourselves to the Creator, this work of arranging a nice relationship, a nice relations between the friends and between people in general, it is called idolatry. Because the person who is in this world, if he's only concerned about his own corporeal life, this is considered they all seemed as beasts, just like animals, beasts only take care of themselves. If he is concerned about arranging a nice attitude, a nice relation with the friends, but by this he doesn't also intend for the Creator, that it is all done in order to come closer to the Creator, then it is considered that he is engaged in idolatry. He is operating for the sake of his ego. So we must always think in such a way that Israel, the light, and the Creator are one. Through the connection between us, to the friends, to the ten, and from the ten to
Да, дорогой Рав. А вот, а как все-таки все время
удерживать
вот это вот намерение Израиль Тора и Творец?
How to hold on to the intention always?
Нет.
Where Israel, Ovaita, Kucha, Brichu are one. We see the friends, but we don't see the Creator. And you say that if it's only with the friends, then it's idolatry.
Well, you need to think about why are you doing it. There is a law that says the end result is in the preliminary thought, that I am aiming for the greatest final goal to which I want to reach. And in order to reach that, I am now performing on the way some small part. I want to be a great scientist. So I go to first grade, second grade, third grade, etc. But I have to think, nevertheless, about some great final goal. Therefore, Israel, the light and the Creator, this line must be present to begin with. It has to be aimed correctly.
So in that direction, what's the most important thing? Love for the Creator? Is that what we need to imagine to ourselves?
Yes, that I want to reach a connection with the Creator. There is my soul. Even egoistically, there is my soul, the attainment of the highest point in my development, the next world. It doesn't matter how you call it, the Garden of Eden, heaven. It doesn't matter how you call it. For the time being, according to your Kelim, call it whichever way, but along the way, if I want to reach that, I have no choice. I have to rise to the degree of the love of friends. Then I emerge out of my individual desire and I acquire the collective general desire in which I start to discover the Creator. Everything is egoistic in the meantime. And the fact is that we are still in the feeling of this world. But that is the way. Those are the initial stages that we now
when we come to love the friends, do we immediately transition to love of the Creator?
If indeed we reach love of friends, then inside of them we feel our connection with the Creator. Yes, because the love of friends, it's also the Creator who is establishing it and holding it.
Well,
Николаев, Сочи.
А имеет значение, что толкает меня вперед? Бесцельность материальной жизни или же притягивает...
Is there importance? What motivates me? Is it success in my corporate life or...
Right now, so far, it doesn't matter so much what it is. Rather, what am I thinking? Not the reason for it. The reasons can be, we don't even know. But the most important is, what am I drawn to?
And unreal.
This means, why can we, through the love of friends, reach the love of the Creator? Because if indeed I come closer to loving someone outside of my ego, I'm not talking about my wife, the children, my relatives, my parents, but rather someone who is not in the circle of my family, let's say, my relatives. If I develop towards them love, then this love is already above my will to receive. And then in the same form, I can love the friends, others, as we call it, and the Creator. Truly in the same form. Therefore, what does he say? Let us try to work on the love of friends, because by this, we can see if we're advancing, coming closer, yes or not, etc. And once we achieve the love of friends, to the same extent we can be ready for the...
Out of love.
As we start talking to a person egoistically, as he can understand it, why and... What for? Is it worthwhile for him to get closer to others? Even if we are speaking about high degrees to him, about Lishma, but for the time being it is in Lo Lishma, meaning for his benefit, so that he can perform actions, because otherwise he won't be able to perform any action. The world, if it would be required of all of us to only perform actions in order to bestow, the world would grind to a halt, to freeze. I wouldn't be able to move a finger. Nothing. Because I'm doing everything only for my own benefit. Therefore, we start from Lo Lishma, meaning for our own benefit. Yes?
Thus, when one completes one's work in love of others and bestowal upon others through to the final point,
if we advance and if we truly enter the benefit of others, then
one also completes one's love for the Creator and bestowal upon the Creator. And there is no difference between the two. For anything that is outside one's body, meaning outside one's self-interest, is judged equally, either to bestow upon one's friend or to bestow contentment upon one's maker.
There is absolutely no difference to whom am I bestowing. If I come out of myself, already I'm in bestowal. And outside of the person, even though it seems to him as the friends, the world, the different world, still vegetative, animate people, it doesn't matter who it is all the Creator. It is all degrees of the Creator. Besides the person, only the Creator exists before him. And he appears to the person in all kinds of such forms in order to give the person the possibility to build his attitude of in order to bestow gradually.
Hello,
you said, if I understood correctly, that when we aim for correction, connection rather, and love for the friends without bestowing upon the Creator, that's egoistic. But on the other hand, bestowing upon the friend of the Creator is one, as the text says. So what is the meaning of bestowing upon the Creator? What's the difference? Why is it egoistic?
If I intend that by this I will reach the love of the Creator, then the fact that I'm doing it towards the friends, it is spiritual work. If I don't intend to reach the Creator by this, and I'm bestowing to the friend, then this is corporeal work. That is all. Everything is in the person's intention. What is one's goal?
Then why is it written that it's one and the same, to bestow upon the friend or the Creator?
If I intend to reach bestow, truly bestow towards the Creator, then bestowing to the friend is also truly a means by which to reach bestow.
It's all judged the same. So I wanted to ask, when I'm making an effort to perform acts of bestowal towards others, sometimes I feel that it's easier for me to perform such actions towards others which I don't sense in my ego, like the soul of Adam Rishon, the general soul. Whereas with my ten, I feel that it's more difficult for me to bestow upon them. Is that fine? Love. Why is it difficult for you to bestow upon the ten? Just show them, reveal to them that you want to be connected with them. That's all. And they will immediately feel on you that you yearn for them with all your heart. Whereas with other people, what will they think of you? How will they take it? I don't know. But whatever the case, you must bestow in the ten. Whatever the case, you must bestow in the ten, most especially, as there in the ten, ultimately, when you make an effort, you will discover the Creator in the connection between all of you. And don't stray to other places. Whose state? What state?
Well, that I feel, a person feels that everything that exists outside of him belongs to him, but truly feels it.
If you connect with the friends, you need to feel in the connection between you, the upper world. But truly, it's only if you begin to connect with them, coming out of. Yes, Gila.
Rav, he says here that everything that is outside of the person is empty as far as he's concerned. Doesn't matter if the friends or the Creator is empty. And Suddenly there is this reality of the friend, of the ten, something is born. How does it happen? How come something is born?
It's called love of friends on the corporeal level, which happens in each and every society also if they work on the bond between them. But later, as we continue, there are all sorts of treatments from above, things that come from the Creator, and we begin to argue and to reject each other, to grow apart from each other, and again to come close, and then we begin to understand that there aren't so many good, nice things. But nevertheless, we hold ourselves to the connection despite the fact that we have all sorts of friction between us. And then, the ego that dwells between us is revealed more and more, as happened in the students of Rabbi Shimon, who even wanted to kill each other. And above that, they connected to each other. And so when you have these two levels, hatred and love above it, as love covers all crimes, if we work in that way, then we can begin to discover between the two, we can begin to discover the upper force. We come to faith above reason, to Lishma, for her sake. And so we come to sense the Creator. And we need to continue. For the time being, We're not discovering rejection, hatred, distance between us. We're not so attracted to connection, so drawn to connection, so as to begin to discover the hatred between us. We're only at the start of our journey, of the path. For now, I just want to start convincing you that it's worthwhile to come closer, and that the outcome of this closeness, you will feel as a result how you get this rejection, distance, hatred, misunderstanding, and then we'll have to start working on it. And above it, we will still need to connect. And that is our work.
How do we ask of the Creator to increase the love between the friends in the 10 without asking to feel good?
I don't think that we need to ask of the Creator not to feel good. We need to work only towards the feeling of connection between us. I want to feel the love between us, and for the love to be as powerful as possible, and for that love to be, for me, the beginning of my love towards the Creator as well. And it's not that I ask the Creator not to feel well. That's not good. It's also not written anywhere that I have to request that. It's as though it's against the action of the Creator, against the act of creation. By that, we sever our connection to the Creator. It's as if you tell the Creator, you can also do bad. Give me some of the bad so that I won't feel too good. No, that's never how you ask. Only to rise. Let him give me the screen, the masach, the powers to overcome, but not that he gives.
Ну, то, что написано, это же про мою десятку, да, и я вижу, что товарищи
свет. What it says here, it speaks about my 10, and I see that the 10 seemingly comes first, and I don't...
Yes, if you don't see the friends, you don't see the friends are in the study, in the 10, in the study, that they're drilling a hole in the ship, you need to say that I'm doing everything for this not to happen and it depends only on me. Supposedly it's me not giving them a good enough example, and love covers all crimes. And I need to organize the 10 as it's only my fault and it's only me who can correct them. And so continue. And you will see how precisely that will be very effective. They have eyes, yet they do not see. You will always see bad things in your ego. That's what will be shown to you. It's not that you're that bad, but your ego is. The Creator arranged that for you. That's on one hand. But on the other hand, He also gives you a great power to persist, great attraction to the goal. He wants you. Yes, and you're...
I understand that I'm incapable of containing all of this love. What can I do about it?
To tell yourself that you need to be who you are. And not like some great Rabbi Shimon or like Baal Sulam, but it suffices for you to correct yourself. That is all. And each one needs to reach the root of his soul and to correct the root of the soul. What does that mean? Your root of the soul, the root of your soul, is special. It's yours. You need to be in that root connected to the Creator, and only through you, in that very particular, special way, according to the root of your soul, the Creator can then bestow to the whole great soul, and He will not be able to be revealed unless it is through you, through your root of the soul, and that is what you must do. And therefore, on one hand, you need to connect with everyone, and on the other hand, you need to connect to the Creator, and to be a conduit from the Creator to everyone. And so that's all. So make of yourself a conduit, open yourself a pipe, open yourself to the whole world, and then to the Creator, and then the abundance will flow through you. And in that, you will fulfill your destiny, your part of Adam Rishon. And because the entirety of the infinite light will then pass through you to everyone, you will feel that you attain the entirety of creation. And everyone is fed by you. And by that you give contentment to the Creator in the most complete way. That's it. Try it.
PT32. Thank you, Rav. In the relationships between us in the 10, when do we need to put on this act towards the friends, and when do we need to tell them the truth and tell them what we're really feeling?
I don't think we have time for games and room for games, except for our games, for acting, where we all wish to depict ourselves in the corrected form in brotherly love. This is the meaning of being in this game.
And what about what I truly have in my heart? Do I need to open this up and share this with them?
No, no, you don't need anything. You need to act in love. Play with love. By that, you are drawing the reforming light that will truly bring you love.
And how doesn't this bring to us to a state that we're just standing in the same place, not moving?
No, there's no such thing. It's a sign that you're not working towards increasing the love between you. Then you're treading water.
Dear
Rav, what we read, that Israel are responsible for one another, is that the same state that each one becomes a conduit connecting the friends with love?
Yes. Or put differently, each and every one is a keter. He connects the Creator to all the created beings, each and every one. Therefore, he needs to attain the Creator fully, relative to his soul, and his soul is the entire general soul of Adam HaRishon, because through his point, his unique point, is passing then all of the light of Insof to all the souls.
А что это за грандиозное такое состояние, когда вот все в народе, как он пишет, вот находятся в выходе из себя?
What is this grandiose state that all of the nation are exiting themselves? Each one becomes a keter, passing the light of the end of correction.
This is the end of correction. That's how it is. There's no problem. You should imagine it to yourself. It's possible. But there is another state above it, and we'll talk about it later, where all those states, all those general states of each and every one, that each and every one discovers through him to everyone, that also connects together, all those states connecting to general attainment, and then all the individual personalities of each one disappear because he's connected to the Creator and he's passing it to everyone. But we don't have words to even describe this state. There are other things. As Baal Salam says, there's a eighth millennium, ninth and tenth millennium. These are very I don't know. I'm preparing you for corrections. And where the upper providence will put us to work and in what conditions is not my call. I'm not in charge of that. I'm in charge of awakening you daily. As long as I live, towards spiritual work. What is the work of Messiah, son of David? We can depict it generally, which means to raise divinity from the dust. The general vessel is broken, we wish to awaken it to corrections, connections. But I wouldn't talk about our work in
so
you're teaching us today, and even in the simplest, smallest way, through us, the force of connection goes on to the Achab. That's what I hear. So then they connected at such high levels.
But the vessel wasn't broken, so you couldn't make any corrections. The thing is that all the vessels integrated in one another, with Kalilut, all of us together, and this can take place only through shatterings. So that was before the shatterings. But when the vessel is completely shattered, and you pick it up and raise it from this breakage, then you arrange it correctly, you understand the connection between all the parts, you attain the mind of the Creator through that.
Tov, Moscow 4.
Вот по поводу пробуждения мирового кли. Вот в вашей роли это понятно, действительно.
According to the awakening of the world kli. Your role here is clear, you're doing it.
Изменился формат.
That we also see.
Раньше выдавали 30%.
That the morning lesson format has changed. If once you used to give 30% content and 30% of your own, today, 80% is just Q&A. How can the 10, or how does the whole world clear need to prepare for such a lesson? Meaning, what's the importance of this part? How to prepare for it qualitatively?
You have to be prepared accordingly. I'm giving a lesson according to how much we're able to correct ourselves to be prepared for those forces working on us from above. And we're a bit behind because you're not doing enough homework. You're not working on the same lesson that we've went through in the morning. The following day, people come and ask as if I feel they haven't done anything from yesterday to today, or they understood incorrectly, which is less of a problem. Да, but nevertheless.
Вот с этим тоже вопрос. Получается, что задают вопросы те, как раз вот,
yep. Которые, видимо, that's also a question. It turns out that whoever asked this question are the friends that aren't working strongly enough in the 10. For me, the main part of the study is also in the 10. We read this in the 10. We come to some kind of feeling of our vut, to a prayer, and we don't have any questions left for the next lesson. So it's unclear here.
Preparation. You have to bring the preparation from the 10 for the connection the next day. And you don't necessarily need to have questions. You need to have an inner preparation. If you went yesterday after the morning lesson over this material in the 10, you've done everything. You're ready for the following day, and that's how we advance each day. But if I see people who haven't done any work yesterday or the day before, and then repeat the material, and then they ask,
איך אני יכול לענות להם?
How can I even answer them?
Барур, кен?
Clear, yeah?
Тов. Мерказ, эхат.
שאלה של חבר מהסיריה. בעבודה בינינו בדרך מלא לשמה.
In the work between us, from לא לשמה to לשמה, there's another form of reception called to bestow in order to receive. How to work correctly in that state?
To bestow in order to receive is a klipa, a shell that we have to go through as quickly as possible, but you can't skip it. Because nevertheless, it reveals to us connections, although egoistic connection. But with that, we connect one another. And we, if we learn the material and we go through the lessons with that, then gradually we correct our connection.
Regarding homework, yesterday our 10 connected to another 10. We met for preparation for the morning lesson at 2:30 a.m. and then we met for lesson summary, and then we met throughout the day three times on Zoom, two 10s. And we also contacted the friends and we practiced the daily task. Can something like that support this homework? Us, it gave a lot of strength.
If it's giving you strength, and they can explain to others what you're doing, maybe they'll take an example from you and can also carry out such actions. All the more so.
The lesson yesterday was very special, and the whole lesson we spoke about the intention and our heart's tendencies, and we tried holding on to that thought, and we came to a conclusion that a person can hold on to this thought only while he's connected in the 10. So even while we're not physically connected in Zoom or in the lesson, how can we hold on to this thought?
This means that they're lacking Arvut. Arvut is not just words. It's that force that remains forever in the connection between us. And we're holding to, we are keeping in it like in a memory, our connection, our intention, our feeling, everything. Try to construct it.
Yes, he said, how can you understand this matter of drilling a hole in the boat?
She is introducing something between the friends, which is not simply showing the distance between them, but is actually breaking the relationship between them. There's a difference. It's one thing to reveal the rift between us, and we discover that, and this is a corruption that is revealed in order to correct it. Meaning it precedes our intention to go forward, and it preceded by our intention to advance and reveal those corruptions, and we want them to be revealed, because without revealing the corruption, we're hopeless. But if some corruption is revealed by someone without an introduction, without any relation to anything, this is already drilling a hole in the boat. Hebrew 10.
The friend from PT 26 asked, how can we increase concern towards each one that's drilling a hole in the boat for Bnei Baruch and for other people?
You have to talk about it. You have to be sensitive to it. You have to increase the sensitivity to anything that bothers us. Anything. And then you'll be able to feel everything that bothers you a little bit evokes concern, and you'll come in to connect because you want to correct it. You're not allowing it to happen again. As you're saying, yesterday it was a great lesson, a beautiful lesson. We felt everything. We understood everything. It went smoothly. And today, no. Why not? Check it. Where does it start from? How did it happen? What kind of questions you had in that place? Check it. Learn from it. When you go over the lesson today, the morning lesson, throughout the day, you'll learn how could we have made a beautiful lesson out of it, smooth, powerful, not like the other yesterday. Maybe you weren't strong enough, because yesterday we've uncovered many new discernments. And today, no.
Like an athlete that feels he's ready before the game, what's that same sensation we need to reach? That's it. I am ready for the next morning lesson.
Only to the extent you feel the connection with others. Only this can be the correct promise. Nothing besides that. If I feel that others are ready and I am between them, even if I'm weak and I don't understand, I don't know, I'm powerless, it doesn't matter. With them together, I'm ready.
I want to give them something in the lesson, do something towards them.
Everything they need. What's the question? I come to the lesson to give them everything. So during the lesson, they can discover the topic of the lesson with the Creator, who's the primary topic. That's what we want. During the lesson, we want to reveal the web of connections between us, where the Creator dwells. That's what we want. That's what we need to imagine between us. The web of connections between us, made by the Ten, and in it dwells the Creator. And each one is pointing with his finger. Here is our God. That's what we need to come to. What to explain? I can explain. The thing is that we have the expansion of the upper light that builds the Kli, the desire to receive. This Kli includes all the created beings and the upper life, meaning the Creator, who wishes to bring the created beings to identify with Him, to be in the same intention, according to the intention of the upper light, of the Creator, towards them. Accordingly, should be the intention of the Kli, of the created beings, towards Him, and then there will be an adhesion, an understanding, an attainment, and connection between them, the Creator and the creature, the Kli and the light. They would fill one another in intention. It's not that the light is filling the Kli and the Kli is filling the light, rather the intention of the light to work for the sake of the Kli and the intention of the Kli to work for the sake of the light. Everything according to the intention, as we mentioned yesterday. We scrutinize it at length. That my action is measured according to the intention. So it doesn't matter if the Kli is receiving. Rather, it's important why is it receiving. If it's receiving in order to give contentment to the Creator, then it's considered bestowal and not reception. The action itself is not important. What's important is the intention. The spiritual world is a world of intentions. The corporeal world is the world of actions, of deeds. So after the vessel broke, We have the correction of the vessels, purposely collecting the broken vessels who have intentions for themselves. This is the meaning of being broken. And we want to connect them together so they would be in order to bestow to one another to the extent that they connect in a way where they wish to bestow to one another, they can connect and the upper light can fill them. This means that the Creator is revealed in the creature. Hence, all the broken parts, which is each and every one of us who is in our ego, meaning broken, if he wants to relate nicely to the other, to connect, and you connect, if their connection is correct, and obviously in the ten, which is a complete vessel, then the Creator is revealed in them. Because there is an equivalence between what they wish to bestow to one another in the ten and what the Creator wishes to bestow to them. And according to equivalence of form, they fill one another. These vessels that connected above their shattering want to make room for the Creator to be revealed, and it's all in order to bestow to Him. And the Creator wants to bestow to them. He is happy that he has a place in which to be revealed and to be fulfilled. And that